Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, July 9th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, some big tech companies team up. Google raises the stakes in the cloud computing war. Zappos raises more money and Lyft gets ready to hit the Big Apple. Those stories and more. But first, Amazon.com has proposed that Hachette Book Group authors keep 100% of the revenue from their digital book sales while the online retailer and publisher negotiate a new ebook contract. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Amazon is pushing for a greater share of ebook revenue. A group of tech companies led by Intel, Dell, and Samsung have formed an alliance aimed at setting standards for the emerging sector dubbed the Internet of Things. The group, called Open Internet Consortium, highlights the race to establish a strong position in what's expected to be the next tech frontier, a wave of interconnected devices from smartphones and tablets to home appliances. Google took another step to become the dominant player in cloud computing services, offering businesses more free storage in order to compete with industry leader Amazon Web Services. Google Cloud Platform offered 2 terabytes of free storage for a year through one of its partners, a startup called Panzura. By comparison, Amazon offers companies 1 terabyte of storage for $120 per year. Some of the biggest names in venture capital are getting behind a maker of underground Bitcoin vaults, the latest bet to bolster the digital currency. Zappos says it raised an extra $20 million in funding, doubling the amount it raised earlier this year. The investment was co-led by Greylock Partners and Index Ventures. As we continue, a look at a Bluetooth-connected toothbrush.
You just watched the market close in Shanghai. New York doesn't open for a couple of hours, so there's time to fit in a session at the gym, squeeze in a haircut, go hit a few balls at the driving range, shoot off some emails, and maybe even breakfast across town. And you'll still be the first one in the office. You're always ready to go the extra mile. Fortunately, so is your Cadillac. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts make sure your Cadillac is as ready to go as you are.
Get AC Delco Professional Durastomp brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit CadillacCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest Cadillac dealer.
You may have heard about the Oral-B Bluetooth toothbrush and app. The journalist Joanna Stern took a look at it. Joanna says as soon as you hit the power button on the toothbrush, it starts the timer on the app.
And you pause it, it stops. So it takes you through 2 minutes of brushing, because 2 minutes is the dentist's recommendation for how long you should brush your teeth. And you should spend 30 seconds on each quadrant of the mouth.
You can even show the app to your dentist and get some feedback.
I gave my dentist a call and she said, actually, you know, you should be okay with the 2 minutes, but if you want to give some extra attention to the lower teeth on the bottom inside, she said you could benefit there.
The toothbrush will cost $159 when it goes on sale in the U.S. this fall. For Joanna's full review, head to WSJD.com. Car sharing service Lyft announced that it will start its app in New York City this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, going head-to-head with Uber in the nation's largest city. Lyft will start in Brooklyn and Queens first with over 500 connected drivers. The two companies have been waging a price war in San Francisco, where both are based. Uber preempted Lyft's move to New York by temporarily cutting fares by 20%. Finally today, are you a fan of the Wienermobile? There's an app for you. The free download from Oscar Mayer for iOS and Android devices will include a Find the Wienermobile section to let you determine when the hot dog-shaped vehicle is within 200 miles, a Park in My Driveway section so you can insert an image of the Wienermobile into any photo, and a Drive the Wienermobile game that allows you to virtually take the wheel. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.